Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with Sherry Kane.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kane.
Yeah, we've had a very interesting week. We come to you every week on bbsradio.com. As you know, if you've been paying attention, following us for some time, we've got a lot of very interesting news. It's been a very challenging, but also very wonderful week for us. We've had Penn and Teller bullshit to deal with. It's been a challenging week for Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We've done some work in that area with the journal Medical Veritas, essentially helping deal with the issue of the mainstream media targeting people like myself, Dr. Wakefield, all sorts of alternative healthcare professionals who do not like vaccinations for the genocide that they cause. So we've dealt with that this week. I want to acknowledge, first of all, also Sherry Kane for doing some wonderful research and some great writing, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of that work tonight. I want to thank bbsradio.com for broadcasting the Insight Hour every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Pacific time, and on the East Coast at midnight. I want to thank also healthyworldstore.com for the support, and I want to thank you folks listening out there for supporting us and praying for us. We ask for your prayers, and I'll tell you, it couldn't have gone better with regard to the Showtime sting that we were set up to basically respond to. Sherry, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about a summary of what happened?
Well, how it went was I got a call, and it was from Showtime's Penn and Teller Bullshit, a production coordinator who was wanting to come and interview Dr. Horowitz and myself. And basically what he wanted to interview us on was the segment was about vaccination. So he wanted to, knowing that Len is an expert in the field of the dangers of vaccination, and Penn and Teller are pro-vaccination, he wanted to really exploit Len. Well, actually, it wasn't him, but they were set out to exploit Len. It was the mainstream media, the pharma media. Once your voice gets so big, they decide they're going to pay you a visit, scare you a little bit, maybe try and ruin you, and then if that doesn't work, then I'm sure there's more things coming down the pipe for us. But you know your voice is getting heard out there when the mainstream media, who's sent by these genocidalists like Rupert Murdoch, actually send their people out to come and exploit you, to kind of bring you down. So they wanted to come in, and they wanted to really, like, exploit Len on his products and debunk, as they say, debunk alternative medicine, as they have done in previous segments, as well as debunking God and other things that they think they're so cool on doing it. They're atheists, and they believe that, yes, God is some person in your head. It should not exist. The Bible should be thrown out the window, and that anybody that believes in that is a complete moron. So that's what they do, and they have a lot of people that follow them and believe what they say is true. And there's also a lot of people that find what they say is really funny. And I personally think it's disgusting and rude, appalling, and obnoxious. So we said, okay, you can come and interview us. And we already knew that what they were coming for, we knew they weren't going to come to basically, you know, promote what Len is doing or what I'm doing in the world. And so we were ready for them. We had a film crew set up and ready to go, rolling. The cameras were rolling. The crew came in, the producer came in, the camera guys, and what they saw was definitely not what they expected. They had asked for us to have props ready for them, meaning photos of the products and sales videos. They wanted like sales videos.
Especially OxySilver. They wanted to make me the charlatan and salesman for basically OxySilver and the other products that allegedly don't work. Anyway, there is a...
So we have a great trailer out. If you go to pharmawars.com.
New website, folks, right now. For the first time, we're announcing here on BBS Radio tonight. A new website, pharmawars.com. Pharma, PharmaWhores, pharmawhores.com. You can go and watch what we just put up on YouTube as a trailer for the forthcoming documentary we're praying will be released on March the 15th this year. This Ides of March, we're going to be releasing Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. And if you go you'll have a hoot. It's really a fun thing that we just accomplished, basically counter-stinging the Showtime producers that came to sting us.
It's great. And the props that we have are, I mean, hilarious. We had the Wanted for Genocide posters that we are notorious for, with photos of their bosses on them, like Sumner Redstone, Elliot Sumner, Rothstein, Sumner Murray Rothstein, Rupert Murdoch, and
Wanted for Genocide. Queen of England.
And a great Showtime poster that had their boss and Penn and Teller in the middle, the casinos involved. I mean, it was amazing what we did. And we captured their faces on the camera. We captured them running out the door, almost like leaving everything and running out the door. I mean, they fled.
Yeah.
And we have it all on. And you can only get it by watching PharmaWars.com or actually on YouTube.
You get it on YouTube. It's wonderful. What a wonderful thing. And interestingly enough, you know, we've been more popular on YouTube than even Showtime is in terms of numbers of hits, number of people that view. Essentially, YouTube is really doing really well for people who have an independent message to put out. Mainstream media is really having a problem, which is why Jay Rockefeller has been advancing, besides health care reform, he has been, as Senator Jay Rockefeller, head of the Democratic Party, pushing health care reform. He's also interested in literally taking out the Internet, eliminating the access to the Internet for people like us who actually use it to tell the truth in the world.
Exactly. So you can't miss this one. Oh, and our T-shirts, one of the props we have were autographed T-shirts, because we just happened to be in Las Vegas. Was it the weekend before last, and we went to see a show there with Len's daughter, who's actually in the performing arts. And while we were there, we paid a visit to the Rio Hotel, where Penn and Teller have their show, their so-called funny show, which really isn't very funny if you've seen it. And we went in and we took pictures of their merchandise, and we got one of the things we purchased was the T-shirts. And it said Penn and Teller on them, and then when we got home, we put, it was really funny, Redstone, Murdoch, Forbes, and Penn and Teller's names under it. So it's great. So when they walked in the door, Len was downstairs, and they came in the door and they saw that T-shirt, and it was like their faces were priceless.
Yeah, exactly. Really priceless. So check that out on PharmaWhores.com, brand new website, just went up today. And also check out the video. It's about a 9-minute trailer that is going to be sharing with you kind of like what is going to be in the full-time or the full feature-length documentary that is going to basically be exposing the same information that we've been presenting on the Inside Hour, but for, we pray, a wider audience. The truth shall set you free, and without the truth, man, where would we be? So, you know, your prayers are requested. Also, if you're not on the HealthyWorldStore.com newsletter, if you haven't signed up, go to HealthyWorldStore.com. Sign up to get the newsletter, because within the next 24 hours, we'll be sending out a press release regarding what it is that we're talking about here in this regard. And you'll want to read that. And you'll want to read also past issues in the archives. Sherry's wonderful work with regard to exposing Michael Moore, the Dr. Wodarg interview that she conducted with the health chief, the previous post-health chief.
Wolfgang Wodarg.
Wolfgang,
that's cancer for the European Parliamentary. Yeah,
right, so that's really important for you to check out that information. And it has extreme relevance, this issue of, you know, what are the risks today? You know, we want to talk on the Inside Hour about what the good news is, too. We do that routinely. But there's been so many things that have come across our desks, and I'm sure you probably, if you've been paying attention, there's a lot of bad news. To recap, this week alone, yesterday you had the RAND Corporation, and which is basically a think tank for the Central Intelligence Agency and British Secret Service. These are the covert operatives that address what the agendas should be for the United States federal government. And the globalization processes requires the state and nation states to adhere to certain guidelines. Well, right now they're vaccinating 5 different vaccines.
Yeah, on elementary school students in Denver, and they plan on basically putting that everywhere, that whole entire plan that they have for Denver. They're going to offer it to every school in America, offering them free vaccination. Hey, get your kids vaccinated. You know, schools are going to pay for it. You can get 5-in-1, and one of them is the H1N1.
Horrible.
So it's a nightmare.
And not a total nightmare. It's like I've said for many years, what do you get for free today? You get for free genocide.
Yeah.
With a capital G, which is the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. And all three are going today. You've got profiteering off of humanity's suffering with vaccine injuries. And so the induction of diseases through inoculations and the injection of foreign chemicals, all sorts of proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, all of that is in mixtures of vaccinations. Imagine that plus heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde and formalin, things that you preserve corpses with, injecting those kinds of things into people, especially children. You know, it's obviously, if you just common sense, think about it, you know, it's ridiculous. And it's actually beyond ridiculous. It's genocidal. So there's that issue that's come across our desk in the last 48 hours, as has this horrible reality. You know, it's an opportunity. We've got to basically take a look at advantage of how to turn lemons into lemonade with Dr. The doctor who was just... Dr. Get by with a little help from my friends. Thank you, Sherry. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who had been advancing the research on MMR vaccines and their links to the gastrointestinal as well as neurological impairments of the children who received the triple-dose MMR vaccine. And his studies were published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal, The Lancet. And today we learned that CNN and the Murdoch industrialists, pharma media was stating that the editors of The Lancet have actually reneged the publication. They've withdrawn the scientific publication. And what we put out yesterday was a defense letter and a defense release for Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And that the curious thing that I think we're going to be also following that with over the last 24 hours, I've been working with folks with the Medical Veritas Journal. You can go online and still see the Medical Veritas Journal, medicalveritas.org, and you can read that latest issue for free online. It'll be about $35 after the 15th of February. But right now it's available. You can read the wonderful articles on there. And the first two deal with the pharma media, this issue of the promotion of deception through mainstream media that includes the scientific publications, including Elsevier Corporations, which is actually Reed Elsevier Choice Points Corporation, called The Lancet. Now, that used to be an esteemed scientific peer-reviewed journal. And the tragedy is that about 10 years ago, the editors of that journal actually published what we've been saying here on the Inside Hour, that the entire field of medicine and medical science has been tainted by the pharmaceutical industrialists and the special interests. And so they had a shift in their editorial board. They had literally a takeover. It's a virtual hostile takeover of Elsevier Publishing by the Reed Corporation. And so it became Reed Elsevier, and then they acquired Choice Point. Now, Choice Point is infamous. Choice Point is the main collectors of the data, the census data included, that's sold to virtually every bidder who wants to pay for it, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the United States Intelligence Agencies, the FBI, the government of the United States, as well as various other corporations, including crime rings. This organization called Choice Point has a hideous reputation. You can even read about it on Wikipedia, which is basically part of the counterintelligence. But the tragedy is that we learned about Choice Point with the George W. Bush's contested presidential election. This was the company that messed up, that literally skewed the voter registration files for the Florida voters, and that literally created the manipulation for the voters and registration and the data that elected 2000 election President George W. Bush. So ChoicePoint was bought by Reed Elsevier. And Reed Elsevier, ChoicePoint then became a monopoly, not just on all of medical education, in all of the journals. You're talking about the vast majority. There's 2,000 journals that they published, which is the vast majority of the scientific references, the medical references that your physicians are reading for their ongoing education. And so it's really propaganda. Now, that's the organization that just pushed the Lancet editors to trash the Wakefield et al. Study on the MMR that condemned the MMR vaccines as linked to childhood autism.
Yes, poor Andrew. I mean, he's really getting a horrible time with these people. And he's not the only one. I mean, we just went to the hearing
We went
to San Diego to the courthouse, the federal courthouse, and we wanted to interview Jim Folsom and his attorney, actually, who's going to be interviewed by us. But he was a very, very nice man. It's really sad what's going on. He was supposed to be sentenced that day, and he's looking at 20 years of life in prison for being the person that's manufacturing the Rife instrument, which was a frequency device that cured a lot of people from cancer. It's non-invasive. And the FDA just raided his house in 2003, and next thing you know, the guy,
in jail.
Well, they actually offered him a deal. They said to him, look, we'll give you a $250 fine and a misdemeanor. They call it, like, they say, oh, we'll slap you with a parking ticket. That's how they refer to it. Just don't sell this device anymore.
And then what we'll claim then, because the FDA then was able to censor you and destroy your operation, that we're going to do this. They claim for all of the other Rife practitioners, anybody involved in energy medicine who has technology and machinery to bless people.
He was an example. So basically he said, no, I want to go to trial. I mean, this helped a lot of people. I'm not going to stop selling this product now. Why should I? And so he didn't think he would be serving any jail time for that. And who would think that, right?
Right.
So he goes to the trial and he loses. And next thing you know, he's sent to jail for 6 years.
He's been in jail waiting trial. He's been in jail for 6 years.
Not even
awaiting trial. Now, they had the trial a couple months ago, and this was on Monday, just yesterday morning. We were in San Diego at the federal courthouse awaiting the judge's ruling and the sentencing. And so we had the opportunity briefly to interview Jim, his attorney. We're going to be getting final word next Monday. There was a postponement of the final, injustice actually to be rendered. I pray that this judge, and I'm going to ask every single one of you, because I know Jim Folsom personally. I've known him for years. You know, there are some people that, claim to be spirit-filled, and there's people that claim to be real good, true Christians, and, they're hard to find. The real, pure, spirit-filled Christians, and I can tell you personally, I can vouch for Jim Folsom. He has been that way. He has stood by everybody. The only reason he went through this was for humanity. I can tell you personally, he told me that, and I totally believe him. So he didn't accept this $250 fine. He didn't accept the slap on the wrist. He said, I'm going to take this because I know we're right. We're going to emancipate the healing arts and sciences with this technology. And he ended up now being in jail for the last 6 years. So I need your prayers. Jim needs your prayers. And so this week, if you'd add to your prayers a blessing for Jim, and especially for the discernment of this judge, certainly the 6 years that he's already spent in prison is adequate for for this injustice. He's done his service. We pray that you will pray to have this judge rule that he should be freed and that this whole case against him should be dropped at this point. And that would be appropriate. And if God willing, next Tuesday night, we'll let you know what ended up happening.
So
I tell you, it's been a tough week. You know, it's been a real tough week.
Yeah, really.
There was something else, one other issue that came up. The CDC and CNN was reporting the Wakefield. Oh, yeah, that was it. You know, you had Wakefield being persecuted this week. You had then the Lancet withdrawing support for him. You had vaccine industrialists attacking people like myself and Dr. Wakefield. And we put in a lot of hours this week.
Yeah, we have. I mean, that's why we're not our complete all uppity selves. It's because we've been really working really hard on all of these news issues, and just because we really want you guys out there to know what's going on, and we need to research it ourselves to get educated on everything we're telling you. So we go through this stuff, and we read it over and over again, and we really investigate really what's going on so we can bring you the truth.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's been like some of the negative news, but we've also had some wonderful news this week. So let's shift the energy for a second. You know, I've heard this week from our support group and our researchers down in Naples, Florida, Daniel Kohler. He is a pianist, and he is more than that. He is a piano tuner and a manufacturer of some of the world's most incredibly wonderful pianos. He takes grand pianos and Steinways and magnificent old Baldwins, and he restores them, but he does it in a very unique way. He adds a very interesting bridge made of granite. Now, for people who know piano, the bridges are typically made of wood, and that when you tune the piano strings and you tighten them, it places stress on that bridge. And the wood, if it basically you tune it too tight, the wood can warp. Well, it doesn't do that with granite. It's solid rock. And you know what he discovered this week? He actually did some various tests. We had shared with him 528 hertz frequency. For those who don't know, who haven't tuned into the Insight Hour, or who haven't followed my work or read the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, that you can get right now online at healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. You can get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You can get the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, where we first laid out what 528 is. It's the third note of the original musical scale. Ut re mi, do re mi, miracistorum in Latin, miracles in English. It is the miracle note. And subsequent research shows that it's the center of the universe. It's the heart of everything. It is the heart of your heart, in fact. When your heart feels that warm, fuzzy feeling of love, that's what you're feeling, the vibration of 528. In essence, as above, so below. The Creator has love in the Creator's heart for we the people and virtually all of creation, because all of creation was created with the vibration of love. And so this 528 hertz frequency is the clear channel to divinity. It is the clear channel broadcast that you want to tune into, just like you tune your radio dial to, let's say, 99.6. Basically, if you tune it to 528 hertz, that's cycles per second, 528 cycles per second, brings you right in line with nature, with the heart of nature. In fact, the green grass, which has obviously intelligent design because it's growing up to the light, you know, it doesn't grow down into the ground to kill itself like we human beings. You know, we're killing ourselves. But that 528 hertz frequency resonates in the color greenish yellow. That's chlorophyll. That's the pigment that the botanical world mostly vibrates to optimally to get optimal energy from the sun. And ultimately, if we want to get optimal energy from our Creator, likewise, we would want to tune into that frequency of love of 528 hertz. So the piano tuned to 528 hertz is now being decreed by Daniel and his researchers and his pianists, exactly like we've been saying for a couple years now, that if humanity only knew, Tesla said, the powers of the 3, 6s, and 9s, we're saying, in addition to that, add 528. 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. That's miracle 6. The 6 is the manifestation symbol. Look at it. It's an icon for spiraling down. The entire universe is spiraling. Spiraling down from heaven into the wholeness of earth is that six. And that's the power within the numerology. And so this is what they found. They found that when you play in that frequency, 528 or 6 vibration, what you get is this incredible blessing. You get a resonance, a spiritual, perceivable difference in the music and in the feeling. And we have witnessed miraculous healings. Of course, you would expect that from the miracle note of the original musical scale called the solfeggio. The ancient solfeggio, the third note, is 528 hertz frequency.
Yes, and it's a really beautiful sound, so if you haven't tuned into it, actually there's a site coming up that can transpose people's music into 528.
We're working on that right now. So there's wonderful word that we have from colleagues in Russia right now. They're advancing with us a whole website that will be able to transpose your music. So very soon, you'll be able to basically send a file, whatever file you want, whatever music you enjoy listening to, you'll be able to, like, from an iTunes MP3 file, upload it, and then immediately get a download after it's transposed by the software that we're developing, literally as part of the revolution in the music industry. That's what's happening right now. There's so many wonderful blessings happening that it's intense. As bad as the bad news is, obviously things are in balance in the universe, and the Creator has never abandoned us. You know, those who have loving, faithful hearts are going to be saved, both physically and spiritually evolved. And we're all evolving. For those who have ears to hear this kind of information, we're evolving into a higher level of spirituality and divine human integrity, where our hearts can match the Creator's hearts. The resonance in our hearts of love can match that of the Creator for each other, to bless each other instead of curse each other, to create a world of peace instead of a world at war. So this is a fabulous opportunity. If you haven't grasped the beauty of this information yet, again, get the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. Order the DVD documentary called the Love Code DVD documentary that goes along beautifully with the book, Love Code. And that Love Code documentary, and if you fill in the exercises, every chapter of Love, The Real Da Vinci Code ends with an exercise, because it's the mathematics that is the creative technology. It's the math of the language. Every single vowel, every single word, every single letter of both Hebrew as well as English, any language, has an alphanumerics, a letter-number relationship. And so the creative language, the physicists know it, the mathematicians know it. The fundamental language of creation is math. And if you play with these numbers like Da Vinci did, and gee whiz, it's a matter of expanding the brain to become the genius, the superhuman that we all are. We've been dumbed down, totally dumbed down. That's been part of the agenda. We are now awakening out of that darkness. These revelations are profound, and the implications for humanity's evolution and the cultural and civilization's evolution out of this age of darkness and petrochemical pharmaceutical genocide and deception from the pharma media. It is only through this information that humanity shall evolve. It is prophesied, it is written, and in fact, it makes complete scientific sense when you look at the mathematics and the physics of it to see that this is our divine destiny unfolding. So we invite you to tune into this movie. What do you think?
Definitely. We're all in a movie. If we'd all really realize we're all in a movie, and we wouldn't take life as harsh as we do and take it so much like, why did I do it differently? I mean, if you really go with the flow and you're following the path that God has for you, then things, I mean, of course not everything's going to be smooth, but you're going to know, and it's going to come to you, that whatever you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing, and it's all part of the movie. So
yeah.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah, this whole issue of dissonance. You know, we had a discussion this week that's really relevant for every single one of us at this time. You know, as we go through these challenging times where everything seems to be either degenerating or stressing us, you know, it's all around us. You know, it's faith and prayer, the creative language, the creative technology, the labia rata, the lips that articulate the sounds. You know, Jesus said you'll be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. Well, gee whiz, the words that express create a frequency resonance. And if we're in dissonance, we're not in love, we're in disharmony, then we're doing ourselves a great disservice. And so the question becomes, if you've got faith and you've got this whole concept of language and prayer and the words out of our mouths being the sacred and the greatest secret for creativity is the power of the spoken word and its expression of what's either the evil in our hearts. Well, why would you question the movie that you're in? Why would you question it other than the fact that just, you know, it's being challenging as a lesson for faith? Because you realize there's a greater projectionist that's projecting this movie. We are part of this movie. And the fact of the matter is, you know, you can enjoy the movie and you can be part of the movie and you can literally engage it joyfully in celebration, or you can be in dissonance to the fact that, gee whiz, you know, there's a projectionist. And if we don't have a relationship that's based on faith with the boss, what have we got? We've got a lot of chaos. You know, we think we're on our own, and the movie can get very, very stressful if you lose sight of the fact that you've got a relationship with the projections.
And he wants, and I like what you said the other day. You said that he wants to play the movie that you have in your heart. He wants to play the movie that you want him to play. But in order for him to do that, you really have to build that relationship up. Because he even said, Jesus said that he will give you the desires of your heart. What does that mean? That means, you know, he'll give you what you want. So basically, you have to love him first, and you have to put your faith in God and stop trying to do it on your own, because none of us can. If we try to do it on our own, we will all fail. It will work. And so once we realize that we can't do it, we have to give it to him.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
Him and her.
Yeah, the challenge is, you know, I think that the concept of the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace, is something to really hold to with our hearts and our vision. You know, if we don't want a world of tragedy, what's the vision that we hold for a world of decency and joy and harmony? You know, what does that look like? And if we can have those discussions more often, you know, we can feel uncomfortable about what's happening in the world today, but if we recognize it as the opportunity, as we recognize the challenges as opportunities to literally move to where it is that our visions and our hearts hold true. You know, this is what I think we can all do together. This is the most constructive thing that we can do. It's not just visualization. Visualization is actually wonderful, very powerful, but it's actualization. It's acting out, putting out actions that are consistent with your visions and your images of a better world, of a better life, of greater peace. And gee whiz, you know, without prayer, without faith, without giving this relationship a test, that's what the Creator says. He says, you know, you have faith and trust in me. You would even prove it by being a tither, somebody that contributes, let's say, 9 or 10% of your first fruits, the dollars that you earn, into blessing others for the simple sake of having faith that that system of seeding, paying forward, giving, because giving is receiving in this full measure of understanding. Forever giving. Forgiving is the way that the Creator works. It's all being given, given, given. There's no questions asked. It's unconditional love that's being administered. And if you simply engage that fundamental truth, because you see, grass is always growing. The sun is always shining. You know, even through the clouds, the radiation is coming through. It's making the plants grow, and it's nurturing them with water, which is part of the triune God. It's what 80% of your body is made of. It's part of the triune God, because at the beginning there was a creator of the water. If you don't believe me, go back and read Genesis 1:1-1:2. So this concept that always is ever, forever giving And, you know, all the Creator asks for is some acknowledgement and some full faith that you can administer by your heart's intent. You know, if you give your heart to the Creator, when you do that, that's when the blessings and the anointings and the giftings and the full measure of prospering literally opens up. It's real simple. But the fact that the media and the masses and the mind manipulation and the coercion through the deceptions of the mainstream media and the education, which is education into ignorance, it's a dumbing down, is right now that's the agenda. That's what Penn and Teller were all about. You know, these are rabid atheists. Penn Jillette, who is in Penn and Teller's bullshit, the star of the program, is a rabid atheist. And he does everything he can possibly do, including, you know, basically demonize people who believe in the Bible and believe in Jesus and believe in Moses. And they did a show on that. It was absolutely disgusting, you know.
But and what's horrible is, I mean, you know, to each his own. If you don't believe in God, well, pray for you. I feel really sorry for you. But don't try and ruin other people's faith. Don't try and, you know, try and change their point of view to believe that there is no God. You know, there's some people that are new believers and just came to the faith. They say, you know, I know God exists, and I'm going to start my life from scratch. I'm going to say, right now, it's a new beginning for me. I'm born again. I'm going to trust in God. And then you turn on the show Penn and Teller, and they're saying all these horrible negative things. And basically, it's why would you do that to people? Why would you say, oh, if you believe in God, you're a moron? You know what? They can believe what they want, but don't try and, you know, put that on other people, especially people that believe in these guys. They look at them and they think, well, this is, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's part of the New World Order agenda. That is literally part of the globalization and the indoctrination for the New World Order. And so this is
the world of misery, is that right? So everybody is just like living that miserable life.
It's managed chaos. They like to create chaos. They like to create dissonance. And the fundamental relationship between the Creator and you, that's the fundamental. If you can shake that up, then you've got everything else falling apart very easily. And so, you know, again, I go back to the old metaphor. You know, you don't get along with your spouse. If your spouse, your relationship with your spouse lacks faith and trust, then the relationship is virtually over. It's destructive. Likewise, a business partner. Well, the same thing with the Creator. If you don't have faith in the Creator, then you've got really no relationship. And if there's no relationship, then how can you expect to have anything manifest wonderfully, beautifully, optimally, healthfully, happily out of that relationship? You can't. It just is impossible. The energy is blocked. It just will not go. So my observation, and Sherry's also, is that this whole globalization, there's a new world religion advancing, which is atheism, which is the capacity then to control people through chaos, managed chaos. And there's one world order, one world bank, the Rockefeller-directed World Bank, and, of course, Rothschild money, the Royal Family of England, all these major movers and shakers in the financial world that we've been exposing. Again, go online to healthyworldstore.com and get the old archives, the last three of them. Just read the last three newsletters that were sent out over the last few weeks, and you'll have this whole greater understanding of what's really happening in the world of finance and geopolitics, which then will make you understand why it is that the vaccinations are being administered to make people sick, because there's not just money in it, there's a depopulation agenda in it. There's, you know, basically a targeting currently of about 6 billion people out of 7. Gotta go, according to the billionaires that are running the show. And so, you know, you've got New World Order, One World Peacekeeping Force, NATO, and I think we may have a caller. Seth, hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the inside
hour. Hey, Dr. Len, how are you?
Good. Is this Matt from Toronto?
No, from Montreal.
How from Montreal? Hey, Matt,
yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, this is great tonight. I love what you're saying. It's interesting to hear that you are on Penn and Teller's bullshit. Do you know when that's going to air?
Well, actually, they ran out. You got to go online to farmerwhores.com and see how we stung them. They set us up for a sting, and we counter stung them. It is priceless. You got to see it. It's hilarious. They run out of here with such sour pusses, and because they called their media bosses, and the bosses said, "Get the hell out of there." We had set them up for a counter sting.
Yeah, you have to watch it. Watch it, and then we'll talk about it after you watch it because it's amazing. Well, get it until you watch it. It's unbelievable.
You'll bust the gut. It's very funny.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I had a little question just regarding kind of rodent mathematics and the whole revelations with Haramain, and they're talking about with my layman's understanding, trying to potentially have a way of understanding how karma works mathematically, potentially through this kind of divine judgment matrix that they've discovered, the same one you're talking about. And I just wonder if this would have any implications for maybe having an explanation through physics about what Yeshua accomplished by being on Earth. And maybe if there are any implications from that mathematics that you'd be aware of, or if you could speak to that.
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm very blessed to be the one who actually advanced that initial thesis that you've just discussed. That thesis is that because of the mathematical matrix, because of the spiraling, and I got it by integrating what Nassim Haramain had been visualizing and actually constructing as a model of the universe, which is a double toroid figure eight, which is spinning in opposite directions. So there's a upper and a lower toroid that is actually spinning, and it forms the image of a figure eight. And so he tracks the energy flowing around that to what he calls the event horizon, which is the top of like the donut, where if you just go up over the top of the donut and down through the hole in the center of the donut, he says that's about where the entire our galaxy is going to be in the year 2012, right around December 25th, 2012, consistent with some of the other previous Mayan and other predictions. He's suggesting that we will flow over that into the event horizon and come out almost instantaneously down through the other side, shifting the polarities. So conceivably, you know, what was evil shall be enlightened, and the energy shift will be such that those who are prepared spiritually for it, particularly in their hearts, engaging love, engaging 528 hertz frequency, which is the sustainable vibration. It is basically the fundamental sustaining force of the universe, and we know that mathematically, not just from Marco Rodin's work, but even more importantly, in my opinion, by Victor Showell on the website love528.com. If you read Victor Showell's works, including, I just put up his latest edition of the Universal Construction Mathematics about last week. That just went up. And so there are eight or nine papers. That's the last one that just went up. You can also read more on hydrosonics.org. It's the Journal of Hydrosonics. That's sound on water. At any rate, the question is, what is the karmic relationship? And what did Jesus come for? And how did that play into the karma of the human race and for the salvation of civilization? Well, you know, I'm not sure. That's a pretty heavy-duty question. If we consider that was a seeding, if we consider that the energy that happened at the time of the crucifixion has had a major impact on civilization, which it has, and that the fruition of that time, I'm just wondering what is happening in regard to where we are in Hawaii. I mean, that to me has been my focus, is the prophecies that are being fulfilled currently in Hawaii is a fulfillment of what Jesus had started when he was crucified, that basically before, during his trial and after his trial with the condemnation, he told the politicians and the religious leaders that their kingdom was through, that the kingdom of the Jews, who he had come exclusively to save and to wake up and to bring the love message to. And he said at that time, as he died, that their kingdom was done. And that at that time, the articulation of that energy into this matrix that you're talking about, into the spiraling, exponentially accelerating energetic field that it currently brings us to this end times that all, you know, that John wrote about in the book of Revelation. This is where we are right now. And it occurs to me that what's really important is what's happening in Hawaii, because the Holy Land is no longer holy in the Middle East. Because of the pollution and the degradation and the politics there and the deception and the war and the mentality of the people who have been basically, you know, the vast majority of people there are just like here in America. They're dumbed down, they're mind controlled, they're engaged in lunacy, hypocrisy, insanity, and they see each other as not, you know, brothers and sisters divine, they see each other as enemies. And so that can't be the kingdom of heaven. You can't have the kingdom of heaven basically emerge out of that insanity. So it occurs to me that we've got to find a more pristine place. And that really, when I spend my time over the last several years looking at the blessings, and I've had some incredible prophets come to me with divine messages that reinforce some of the things that I'm saying here. I know it's challenging for you to grasp because I haven't gone into it on the inside hour. I haven't even written about it yet. But for me, the answer to your question lies in the exponential acceleration of an extremely high spiritual vibration that is coming out of the big island of Hawaii virtually exclusively. There's something very, very powerful, very, very special, and very consistent with what the ancient kahunas, the ancient Hawaiian holy persons, had decreed, had prophesied. They said that it would be only through the umbilical cord that stretched to the center of the universe that came down in the mountain of Mauna Kea and then emerged there to have the temple, the ancient temple, rebuilt, and then that from that would spring the new civilization on earth as it is in heaven, 1,000 years of world peace. And when you understand kahunas, is the kahuna is the kohanim. The kahuna is the holy person, as in the Hebrew tradition is the kohen, the teacher, the scholar, the rabbi, and the Levitical priesthood, which holds the sacred wisdom. I believe that they likewise have been receiving this kind of blessing. I mean, that's what I am. I'm a Levitical priest. Sherry is a Levitical priestess, interestingly enough. We're both from Philadelphia. We're both Messianic Jews. We've both been brought together at this time in history to do some important work. But I think that your question is very interesting, and I think that the answer, although I don't have it, but I believe that the answer lies in what is happening on the Big Island of Hawaii and how it relates to the mathematics and the spiritual dynamics that is unfolding on this planet right now.
Wow. Okay. That's incredible. What was the website you said was having this Penn and Teller expose on?
Oh, yeah. Go to PharmaWhores. PHARMA, PharmaWhores.com. And
okay.
Have a good laugh.
Oh, great. And the Healthy World Ambassadorship, that's off the ground now.
Well, actually, Sherry, why don't you give us an update? We're starting to schedule seminars right now, and then we're really waiting. This week we were told by our beloved Roger up in Canada, who's our web dude. Basically, he told us what.
He's going to be done. He's got, like, this. You know, when you build a site like this and have to calculate commissions and shipping and all that stuff, it's not really easy. It's a complicated thing. You want to make sure that all the mathematical calculations are right. And so he has to go through all the coding inside of the website and make sure it's all running right. And he's testing it, and he's making sure from different ways. And, you know, if somebody purchases from me, are they going to be able to make it? You know, so this has to all be worked out.
And it was a mess. It was really, and it's been, you know, it's interesting. But you know what? We're on God's clock. We're on the Creator's clock.
Exactly.
You know, we thought that, and we had had people pledge to us that it would be done by October 15th. Well, it's not October 15th anymore. We're way behind schedule for the release of the Healthy World Affiliates program, the Healthy World Ambassadorship program. But we are now actually starting to schedule some seminars.
Yeah, we're going to have one coming up in Philadelphia in May. And we plan on also looking toward Maui very soon, too. I wanted to do something that we're going to be in Hawaii.
With our beloved brother Joseph in Maui, who's invited us to go for a swim with the dolphins and a sail in Maui, right?
Right. And so I'm trying to schedule
something. I mean, how can you pass that up?
And then L.A. and, like, where we are right now, which is Laguna Beach, that would be another seminar as well.
Yeah, this is a great place to have it, too. It's a very beautiful place. And so
we're going to be promoting it. We're going to a lot of conferences coming up in the next couple of months. We're going to be in Toronto.
Yeah, at Total Health 2010 in Toronto. That's coming up. What's the date? Is it March?
Yeah, that's March 12th through 14th.
Good. And you can contact Consumer Health of Canada. Libby Gardon and friends who are there advancing this program. What else?
And then there's the New Living Expo that's in San Francisco.
I spoke to Ken yesterday.
End of April, beginning of May.
Yeah.
And then we have a few more. We have the Conspiracy.
Oh, Conspiracy Con is coming up June in the San Francisco area. So if you can go to conspiracycon.com.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is San Jose.
Santa Rosa.
Is that Santa Rosa?
I think it might be Santa Rosa.
And how about Mike Adams is having one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do Mike Adams, which is going to be, it's going to be on the 19th of March, I believe.
Yeah, Mike Adams, you probably know, he's another hero out there who's been advancing the naturalnews.com website and helping people become, you know, wake up. And I've done their radio program, and, you know,
actually Jonathan Landsman is
Jonathan Landsman,
the radio guy who's actually going to be holding this event. And then it seems like there's never ending. I have all this thing.
Yeah. So, and anyway, you know what we've got to do? We've been negligent. Yeah. We haven't done that.
I think that I will do also on my website, and then maybe you can just copy and paste it, put it on yours, because I know you're a little busy.
Yeah.
So, and then also we need to promote this show. We haven't even promoted this show.
You know, one of the things that we've been so busy doing the research and doing the writing and trying to get word out, that we've neglected marketing. You know, for any organization that's to do well, you need a marketing person or you need marketing staff. Actually, folks listening right now, I'm going to put out an appeal. We actually need so many people right now to be joining our staff. We've got so many opportunities. We've got so many different products. We've got actually so many different companies. Just think about Tetrahedron Media Group we've now created. We have Tetrahedron Records producing music in 528. We've got Tetrahedron Films. We're just producing this other documentary on that's called The Pharma Whores, Penn and Teller, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. That's coming up in March. So we've got the Tetrahedron Publishing Group. We've got Tetrahedron Press with all the books and the DVDs and the CDs. All of these alone. How about 528 Fashions? We really need to have a fashions oriented person who's involved in marketing in the industry, the fashion industry, to advance clothing not only that have beautiful designs, but actually integrate into the fibers the frequency resonance of love, which we now know. We now know how to even impregnate into cloth, into fibers, the resonance of love. So it's everything that's conscious, everything that is based on this mathematics and music that we've been blessed to have revealed is potential products. Think about the concept. Everything that we're doing with 528 involves the creative language. The language of creation is the music. There's only 9 frequencies in the perfect circle of sound. You can go to perfectcircleofsound.com, or likewise, it'll take you to tetrahedronrecords.com. And you can see that we have the capacity to recreate, because it's the core creative technology, we can recreate the entire planet, starting with our own bodies, our Holy Spirit-filled temples. We can vibrate ourselves to health and optimal wellness. What a blessing that is. We can revolutionize healthcare. Think about joining our team that engages both the revolution in the music industry, creating new instruments, creating new appliances, everything. Water technologies, different kinds of products that integrate this fundamental understanding. Again, the whole world shall come to this information. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Shall come. It's kind of like we've been blessed with 528. It's the key that basically is the House of David's key. It is the key that opens the doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Go to Isaiah 22:22 and read about it. Or go to Revelation. It's repeated in Revelation 3:6-8. It is the key. That's a musical note. To the House of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. That means if you want to recreate this planet in love, you've got to play the key. You've got to literally open the door to the divine heavenly throne. Anyway, I think we've got to go. I think it's about time. I think we better sign up. I want to thank you folks for joining us. Join us again next week, Tuesday night, for the Insight Hour. Again, it's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. And please go to healthyworldstore.com. If you enjoy what we're doing, you want to support it, support yourself. Go get some good products. Go get love minerals. Take a love mineral. Every single day I thank God for love minerals because I add it to my water. I start my day with a quart of good pH 8 adjusted drinking water. Buy a water machine. Buy the Melody Water Unit on Healthy World Store and put the I usually put 15 drops in a quart of the love minerals, and I'll tell you wonderful things you'll experience. Green Harvest, get the product that I live off of, Green Harvest fruit smoothies, and I'll tell you, you'll enjoy it. Go to healthyworldstore.com, and here's the toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And thanks so much for your purchases. It keeps us going.
And also go visit healthyworldaffiliates.com. I'm going to put up the dates that we're going to be in different cities. If you want to sign up to come to one of our seminars, you can do so on that site, healthyworldaffiliates.com. There's also a great opportunity to make a lot of money and help a lot of people.
Prosper. You deserve it.
Right. By promoting the products and actually getting commissions for them, as well as commissions for selling the seats to the conference.
It's one of them. These conferences are yours. It's your opportunity. There's a, you'll make 50% of the ticket prices to all the seminars as our collaborators, as our partners. We're saving lives together. This whole transformation revolution has got to come from the grassroots up. It can't come from the top down. We've failed. The world has been failed in that respect. We've done it long enough. Let's move on to something great. And far better. Hey, I think we got to go. Stay tuned.
Have a great night, everybody. We love you all. And we'll see you next week, Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Don Nikoloff, Evident Footprints, coming up on bbsradio.com. Love you. Aloha.